Breakfast with Intoxicate. I'm Intoxicate Kate Slunts, dining with you Tuesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. For additional information on anything you hear on today's show, you're going to want to visit Intoxicate.com. That's Intoxicate with a K, where you can find food photos, news, events, and more. I am super excited for the Taste and Style at Savor Westchester event Wednesday, June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. Again, that's at the Westchester in White Plains. It is part of the 2018 Wine and Food Festival put on by Westchester Magazine. And I'm excited because I'm actually hosting the event. We're going to be doing an amazing bartender shake-off. And one of the participants, one of our contestants, is on the line now. It is Amelia Ugarte, the beverage director at River Market Bar and Kitchen. Amelia, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Kate?
I'm doing really well. I wanted to first ask you, because you're, you know, at the top of Westchester's best bartenders, mixologists, you know, beverage directors. How long have you been involved in the cocktail scene?
I have been doing cocktails since 2012, at the end of 2012, when I was promoted to be the bartender at Crafty Skittle House. Then eventually we decided to open a River Market, and that's whenever I became the beverage director, creating the cocktail list for the restaurant.
And have you always been really interested and passionate about cocktails?
Yeah, the curiosity for me is one of my goals, one of my dreams is basically become a chef.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah, and doing the cocktails is putting my creativity in the liquid form.
Well, that's so interesting. So interesting. So do you, when you're creating the cocktails, are you really working, looking at the menu and kind of seeing what's going to pair well with what's coming out of the kitchen?
Yeah, basically that's what it is. You know, working with whatever product is available in New York, the season affects a lot how I, you know, play with my cocktails, whatever is almost trending for the season, because every year is different. Every season have the different twists. And that's how I kind of like play around with the with ingredients just to get a cocktail perfect.
Well, that's very interesting, because I know at River Market Bar and Kitchen there, you guys are very, very focused on farm to table and being super seasonal and super local. So does that make it difficult when you're kind of trying to come up with a cocktail menu and working with ingredients?
Sometimes whenever, like, you know, like the amount of products that we can get is very limited because we work with such a, like, small farmers. Sometimes the products are, you know, as, you know, a lot that I can play much with it. So, you know, at the end, you know, we end up, figured out how to incorporate those ingredients or those, you know, little touches from New York in every cocktail that we can make in here.
Mm-hmm. And how often are you changing your cocktail menu?
We do it by season. So right now I'm working on the new cocktail list for the summer. Try to incorporate, you know, the like cold, really like refreshing drinks, mm-hmm, and getting everything together. Using classic cocktails and classic from River Market as the new fashion, for example, that has been a staple in my menu since I started it back in Crafty Skittle House.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, you make one of the best Bloody Marys I think I've ever had. I know you've received rave reviews for that. What else is currently on your spring cocktail menu? If we walked in today at River Market Bar and Kitchen up there in Tarrytown, what can we order?
Right now, if you walked in, we have obviously the new fashion is the one I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. You can have the Fountain of Youth, which is a very refreshing short drink. With vanilla vodka, lychee, and blackberry liqueur, and everything's layered out, and we garnish it with flower petals. It's almost like, you know, like the creation on it was imagining a fountain and just like flowers just floating on it.
Mm. You do that really well. It's not just about the taste there. It's all about the presentation, which is very cool. What really is inspiring you to kind of, you know, select what you're going to make for each cocktail menu?
My vision or my idea of creativity comes basically of food dishes.
Mm.
I think about a dish like I kind of deconstruct the whole dish. And those dishes already have, like, you know, a base. It's a reason why those dishes, they work so well, because they're paired with every ingredient. So I try to use that kind of vision to have when I create a cocktail, something that is beautiful, it's already created it, and just infuses it in a liquid form.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cocktail that I made back in the day, it was the carrot and ginger float.
Mm.
As we know, carrots, apple, ginger, they all blend very well together, especially if you're doing like a warm soup on it. So I kind of like grab those basic ingredients and deconstructed everything and put it together in a liquid form, creating this new cocktail, which was carrot simple syrup, lemon juice, apple juice. I did use green hook gin because of the aromatics and how smooth was it. And I top it up with ginger meringue and canned ginger on top.
That sounds amazing. And now I want one. Are there specific trends that you're seeing when it comes to cocktails? Is there a spirit that's kind of going to be the spirit of 2018?
Right now for 2018, I don't see much of changes since last summer.
Okay.
Last summer, most of the drinks or whatever was in the trend was South American flavors, which is, you know, a lot of tropical fruits, a lot of spice to it. So this year is still holding on a lot of spices on a lot of like, spicy drinks with some kind of heat to it. So at this point, I'm just going to keep try to incorporate that little spice to the drinks that I will be working on. Also, I'm like kind of want to go into like a more smoky kind of like flavor background to my cocktails this season.
Are you smoking cocktails there yet?
Right now, I'm playing more with like, you know, grilling and giving that kind of like that char smoked flavor to things.
Okay.
And that's something that I'm working on, especially for the event coming up. I want to do something like that with the pisco. I'm working on.
Okay, so let's talk about this event. Okay, it's great that I can interview you because I'm not judging. I'm just hosting. So it's, you know, totally impartial. But it's the Taste and Style at Savor Westchester. Again, Wednesday, June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. We're speaking with Emilio Ugarte, who's the beverage director at River Market Bar and Kitchen. He is one of the contestants. So why did you want to be involved in this event?
It's the idea of, you know, representing, you know, the restaurant where I work at. It's, you know, like be there, try to be impressive of people and see what we are made of, you know, like everything local.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the creativity that we have always have in food-wise and obviously for me it's beverages.
And I know that you started speaking about what you think you're going to whip up. So you haven't, you know, you don't have it in concrete plans yet.
I don't have any like really in books. I have like a few prototypes of my drink.
Okay.
That I want to like show. I'm trying to hold whatever is, you know, pisco. Pisco is the brandy with a Peruvian and Chilean origins. And obviously I'm Peruvian, so I'm very familiar with the flavor of pisco. And I try to incorporate part of my culture, which is, you know, like some of the ingredients that I'm using for this cocktail as the purple corn that grows in Peru, a very famous drink made called chicha, which is basically a purple corn, cinnamon, pineapple, sugar, apples, all mixed together, brewing it together and making a refreshing just summer drink. So based on that, I'm playing around with different ingredients just to incorporate and smooth out the pisco, holding on to like the background flavors, but without hiding it from what it is.
That sounds amazing. I think you might have a little bit of a winning edge there, you know, working with something you're familiar with.
Familiar with, yeah. I was happy and giggle when I find out it was like Pisco, the spirit that I had to use.
Well, what's your process like? So, you know, you figured out, you kind of know what you want to make. You're you know, mentioning some flavors, you're mentioning some ingredients. How many iterations of this drink will you make before you have it perfect?
I usually work over and over. It takes me like a few tries. Okay. So more than 20 times making the same drink, same ingredients, just changing the ratio every drink to, like, you know, it gets tuned up. Almost like playing with a guitar and trying to tune up your guitar. You know how it's supposed to sound, so you do it over and over until you find the perfect tone for it.
Well, I have to come visit you so I can kind of take photos of this. We'll have to talk about that, you know, at some point. I have to come and check this out before the competition so we can snap this and pop it on Instagram and get people excited about it. Thank you so much for coming on today's show. I greatly appreciate it.
No, you're welcome. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Great. And I can't wait to see you at Taste It Style at Savor Westchester Wednesday, June 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. Again, that's the Westchester and White Plains, part of the 2018 Wine and Food Festival put on by Westchester Magazine. Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.